Hello, everybody, and welcome back to On a Side Note. I'm Haley.
And I'm Amy, and today we are doing a special episode on our Q1 January, February, March recap of reading.
So I thought this would be a good idea just because Amy got a Kindle for Christmas, and I feel like that's a huge milestone, and I would like to hear about how much more she has been reading.
Yes, Haley. I am so happy to say that Kindle has changed me as a reader. I have read so much because of the ease of access to my book. Just anywhere, whenever I want, in the dark, in the light, on a train, on a plane. I have to double check my stats, like compared to like how many books I read in Q1 last year and how many books I read in Q1 this year and see if I've read more books. But the thing is that I never thought that I'd say I've been reading more on my Kindle than physical books. But it actually does make sense now because I'm like, I would only read physical books at night anyways. But the daytime, there's more hours in the day. At night, you're sleeping more. So, it makes sense. But I have found that when I check out books at the library, I'm also getting it on my Kindle. Double attack the book.
Oh. Okay, wait. Do you put it on hold? Both. Physical and then you get them at the same time?
No, I read whatever I get first, and eventually it overlaps.
Oh.
I'm a monster. So basically, the people who want that book are upset because I am getting both.
That's
It just
crazy.
works out for me sometimes, you
That's
know?
actually unhinged.
Isn't that a crazy thing? I need to know how many other people do this. Do you do that?
No, and never have I considered it either, but I'm also one track minded, so I wouldn't even think of that. But like, that's really smart.
Yeah.
And I'm actually mind blown right now. 'Cause I'm
Really?
like, oh, that's really smart. I would have never thought to do
I'm like,
that.
everyone does that.
But 'cause then that really works out because, instead of renewing the book, you can just return it and then you have the second option there.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I mean, I was just telling Amy that our next book review, because of I had it on Libby and then it got returned, but luckily I like actually had the book and I was like, oh, that's quite nice. So I just finished it physical, but that's what you do a lot of the time.
These past 3 months, yes.
Wow. So I followed in your footsteps a little bit and
I
I didn't even
know.
know.
Connected. It's fate.
I mean, yeah, it did work out. Interesting.
Yeah. And so, obviously, when I'm reading the Kindle, I make sure I stop at a chapter so that I know exactly where I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's been really great. I am currently reading, oh my gosh, also, let me think. Side note. Ever since I got my Kindle, I think now that I'm putting so many books on hold, so like Kindles on hold, books on hold, I feel like it's made me more ambitious. And this is the first year ever that I've been reading more than one book at the same time. Like sometimes it would just like accidentally happen that way in the past where I'm like finishing up a book and then say like we're starting a book for our book review. So then I would be reading like two books at the same time. But now, because I have so many books on hold and then they're coming up on my Kindle and then I have them in person. And so the average books that I've been reading at the same time this year now is like three or four books at the same time.
Oh my
I
God, Amy.
know! Because also, it's a long story. I think I started reading the next Brandon Sanderson book, Oathbringer, right? And that's like 1,000 pages. But I have other books I want to read and other books that come up from the hold that I've waited so long for. And they're short. They're shorter than the big Brandon Sanderson book. So might as well read them in between. And then the books that we have too on top of that I'm like, oh, I want to read the books that we read together. It's always fun when we tandem read, you know? So that's like three books. And then the fourth book is like once in a while there's that extra book where like, I think I can read that at the same time as this. So right now I'm at three books. I'm still working on the Brandon Sanderson one. Gotta start our next book review book. And then I'm reading Emily Wilde, the third book of the series. Oh, and then I'm also reading Dungeon Crawler Carl, which was a book talk book that was recommended. So they're different genres, so you don't get them confused. I think that's why I said high fantasy, just regular fiction, cozy fantasy, and science fiction.
Are two of, like, what's the breakdown between physical book and Kindle online?
They are three Kindle, one physical.
Is Brandon Sanderson physical?
I had to just return that one, but I have the Kindle still.
Okay.
Yeah, so the Brandon Sanderson one, I was doing that one, Kindle and physical, at the same time. The Emily Wilde was physical, is physical still. Oh my gosh, I have to show you. Okay, so Haley made me this, the cutest crochet bookmark that I always talk about. And it looks so cute with my Emily Wilde book.
Oh, it does look really cute.
So it's Haley's beautiful crochet bookmark is pink, and then it has a green, like, stem, because it's a flower, pink flower, and then it's, like, there's a stem and then, like, the leaf. And so Emily Wilde's book is blue, but the text is pink on the cover, and it has green stuff. It's just, it's beautiful.
No, that's beautiful. It looks so good.
And then I even took a video because it was so cute.
No, that's so pretty. Wow.
Yeah.
Similarly, my mom just bought a, like, bookmark. Mm-hmm. Not crochet though, it's like beaded. Mm-hmm. And so it's like a string, mm-hmm, in the middle instead, and it's like yellow and brownish, and the book that she's reading is also like yellow and brownish, and I was like, wow, they go really good together. But yeah, I was like, dang. But I also thought I could make that. You know, my mom was like, oh, do you want one? And I was like, no, I don't need one. Yeah. One, I have a lot of bookmarks, and two, I was like, we can make it.
We can never have too many bookmarks.
I mean, that's true. I'm happy that you're using it.
I use it all the time.
Okay.
But now that it's in my Emily Wilde book and it looks pretty, I, like, don't want to, like, ever use it for another book.
Yeah, it won't look as good. Well, at least we've hit the top that we could possibly hit. So exactly. Every book passes and we'll be sad.
Yeah.
But that's okay. Yeah, that looks really, really nice.
So, I'm really happy. I love my Kindle. This is a new reading experience for me. And it will definitely affect my original reading. Like, I was measuring the length of time it would take me to read books. So, obviously, I'm reading them a little slower because I'm switching out so many books. Mm-hmm. So, I would like to make note of that for when we review my stats at the end of this year.
But do you keep track of the time? Like, it's literally just days, and that's it?
Yeah, because I know that you have a new app that new reading app. Please, tell us about that, Haley.
Okay, I have a lot to say. And first, it's that I actually haven't been using it. Which is sad because I paid for it.
Oh, no.
Okay, guys, for context, I know. And I thought it would help, but it hasn't helped. So I finished a few books that I know for a fact I haven't put in here. I thought it would be okay. But anyways, so it's this app called Bookly. And I downloaded it because I thought that it would be better than Goodreads just because it looks more aesthetically pleasing. And it, like, has a breakdown of, so it'll show you your month and it'll have, like, the photos of the book. So I feel like that's better for me to visually see it. And I was originally starting to do that, like, on my iPad instead just to do the same thing. But then I had to download all the covers of the books and I found that to be annoying.
I can see how it can get annoying after a while.
I was like,
at the very beginning.
I'm not that kind of person, even though I try to be. So I'm like, Amy is completely the opposite of me, so that is her thing. But, like, for me, sometimes I try to channel Amy, and sometimes it doesn't work. But I think the reason I don't use this as much, because I was reading, like, weird. So in it, I don't really necessarily know how it works, but you can search books, and I imagine it's, like, mostly the popular ones. So it's because I started reading this book that it wasn't in the system. Mm. So you can add it manually, which is fine, but I had to download the cover of the book. And then so immediately I basically stopped using it. So I blame it on that. But it's, like, so you get 10 books for free, And I thought it meant 10 books in your to-read list, but once you move it to your read list, I thought you get, like, you know.
The 10 books.
Yeah. But apparently you get 10 books, period.
Oh.
I was like, we'll try it out and see. Because it's only $15 for the year. So I figured that's okay. That's like $1.30 a month. So I figured that was fine and I'll just try it out. You could purchase it forever. But I think that was more money.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was like, I don't want to purchase it forever.
Yeah.
I don't use it,
mm-hmm.
But you can, that's why I told Amy about it beforehand, before I knew you had to pay with only 10 books, because you can track your, like, reading.
As you read.
Yeah. Your reading session, so, mm-hmm. like, you can say you started the book, and then it'll, like, time you, and then you can, like, pause it and stuff like that, but when you end it, you can end it, and then it will calculate, and then you'll put in the page that you finish it on, and then it'll give you, like, your reading stats, which I thought was cool, and I thought Amy would enjoy that.
That is cool.
So, but then I was kind of bummed, because I was doing it on Quicksilver, which is, like, a 600-page book, and it was when I first started using the app, and so I was doing the reading sessions, but apparently when I chose the book, it only said 340 pages, and I was like, but I didn't notice. So then when I passed 340, it said I was done with the book. And I was like, okay, so now you've stopped. So it took me, like, I was reading for 2 hours, but I had passed the page already. So it looked like I took longer to read however many pages up to 340 it was. So I was pretty bummed about that because I thought I was going at a good clip.
Yeah.
But now it won't give me accurate information. And you can't go back and change the page number. You can, like, re-add the book and change the page number, but when I added it, I didn't notice that the page number wasn't right, obviously, because how did I know it was 600 yeah. pages until I'm reading it?
Exactly. You can't check every single time. You just gotta, like, trust that it's correct.
Yeah, but then I have a question, because in Kindle, the page numbers aren't accurate, right? In terms
know.
Of, like, book oh, page yeah. number,
correct,
right?
Correct, yeah.
So I was like, I guess if you change it based off the amount of books that's in the Kindle book, but you would have to search to find how many pages are in the Kindle book.
Mm-hmm.
In terms, like, it's not readily accessible mm-hmm. information. So far, since I've told Amy about it, I haven't used it except to purchase a year subscription. But I figure $15 is, like, fine
mm-hmm.
if I like it.
I agree. Do you feel like now you will stop? You will try to use it again?
Yeah.
Or it's like, you've given up, like, that's it.
No. No, Amy, you're right. I will do good. Because you know what? This book I just finished yesterday, I should add it right now.
Yeah. While you still remember.
Yeah. So I'll put the date for yesterday. And there we go. We're back at it, guys.
Woo!
So, that's my recap, is that I started using this thinking that it would be better, but I'm determined. I will keep up with it. You guys are my witness.
We will hold you accountable.
Oh, no.
I will bring it up every single episode.
Yes, because if you guys have listened, you know I was so, so sad to find out that my reading was not accurately tracked last year. And guess what? I'm falling into the same hole. But no, you can always turn your life around.
Exactly. So inspirational, Haley.
Thank you. I do feel like we are kind of growing together in our reading journey, because I've also been reading multiple books at the same time. Not quite as many as you, but in that I'm listening, yeah, to an audiobook when I'm at work, and then I come home and read something else on my physical book or on my Kindle when I get home. So in that, I'm reading, like, 2 books at once. So not quite the same, but I'm like, we're adjacent.
We are, actually, because we didn't plan this. We just grew. This is a year of book reading growth.
Yes. I feel like we are expanding our reading media.
Mm-hmm. Would you say you're also expanding your book reading genres?
I would say so.
I'd say I'm not at that level yet. But what is your experience? Because you have read, I think you've told me, like, some motivational ones, some, like, non-fiction?
I don't...
Leadership?
I would say it's been a journey. Because I do feel like this year I have been more in the reading mood in terms of, like, the book doesn't have to be good to read it and finish it. So I'm pretty happy about that. I think that's personal growth. In terms of actually enjoying every single book that I'm reading, I would say my enjoyment level per book is lower. Mm. In terms of rating, like, if I feel like it's separated in terms of, like, I'm enjoying the act of reading and I'm enjoying the book that I'm reading.
Oh, okay.
So I would say this year I'm enjoying the act of reading more than I'm enjoying the actual books that I'm reading.
Interesting.
So I have expanded my genres, but they're not, like, my new favorite genre. Like, I'm not enjoying them. My favorite genre is still my favorite genres.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that that's sort of a different kind of growth.
That's a good point that you make. Like, I feel like you're right. There are two separate things. The act of reading, the books that you're reading. I like that. I mean, I am still staying very well within my circle. But I would say that the books that I've read so far this year have been also lower on the rating scale. But I think these four books that I'm reading right now will bump that average up. I'm very hopeful for the books that I'm reading right now.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. So I'm just waiting for that 5-star kick to really get me in. But I do agree that it seems like, at least to start off the year, both of us are in reading moods. That's very exciting because, you know, if you've been listening to us for a while, when you're in a reading slump and when we are in a reading slump, it's just the worst thing ever.
Yeah. Do you think our reading slump has contributed to our we are enjoying reading phase? Because if you go through a lot pretty close together, you know, we've always said, oh my gosh, whenever we're in a reading slump, we think, is this going to be it?
Yeah.
And I think we've decided, like, we don't want it to be it, so we want to enjoy reading. Do you feel like that's what's happening or no?
I haven't had a time to think about that, but that's a good point.
Well, do you think it's because you have the Kindle and you're reading, like, 4 books at once that it makes it more enjoyable for you?
Maybe the idea of there's always something waiting for me.
Yeah, and when you're bored, you just pick up another one.
Yeah.
So maybe that helps.
Maybe for you, too. It's audio, and then it's reading. It's spicing things up for you.
Yeah.
So that experience of reading makes you want to read more. Because it's, like, different.
Yeah.
Agree. Thumbs up.
I don't know. I just think it's weird that we're in the mood together.
Yeah.
Why is
that? It's weird. I feel like we are both riding a high. You're right.
I know, I don't want it to crash down.
Yeah, don't let it crash. We have been reading a lot. Good for us. Keep this momentum throughout the entire year.
Yeah. I do feel like I've been reading slower.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I would say I normally finish 1 or 2 books during the weekend, but I haven't really been reading during the weekend, actually. So it kind of takes me now, like, a week to finish a book.
Just like me!
Yeah. It's different. I feel different, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Like, I feel everything has changed.
Yeah!
I'm no longer myself.
But maybe a different version of you.
Yeah.
Maybe, do you think the pacing has anything to do with the reading slump? Like, a slower pace means that you're, like, if you read books faster, maybe there's, like, a threshold. If we've read 15 books so fast, the slump is coming. But we are slowing down. The pace is slower, so maybe we're not getting to that threshold as fast to the slump.
I do think, yes, that because I'm reading slower, like, I do think what contributes to a slump is that if you binge a book, and especially, obviously, if you're binging a book that you really, really like, so the crash is much stronger because you finished it so fast. And I do think that's similar because when I'm reading a book I really like, I'm like, I'm reading this and I'm happy to read this. If I acknowledge it and I'm like, try to read it slower to drag it out, I feel like the crash is less because you spent more of your time enjoying it. Whereas when you read it in one day and you're like, wow, that was really good, Then you're just waiting for the next high.
Mm-hmm.
But then if you don't get it, you don't get it. Like, it has to match.
I agree.
Yeah, well, yeah, I was agreeing with you.
You agree with me, I agree with you.
Yeah, you agree.
Circle of agreement.
Yeah, I mean, that's a really, really good point.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite book that comes to mind if you think through the books that you've read so far this year?
I would say I don't think I've read Five Stars. Oh my god! I forgot about that. Was that your way of leading me into it, Amy? Well, I really like Deep End by Allie Hazelwood. But, yeah, I don't think you'll like that one.
I'm sure that one's very popular. I wish I could read it.
I mean, I feel you might read it. I feel you're going to anyways.
I mean, maybe. We'll see.
We'll see where it lines up in your things.
I heard on Book Talk that it's age gap. And I'm not a big fan of age gap. That's what Book Talk said.
Are you sure? No, because they're both in college. I mean, if it is, they don't...
It's not that big. They don't highlight on it.
No, they don't obvious that it's an age gap. If it even is, because genuinely, I did not even know. Like, they're both in college.
Yeah, so it's okay. Are you checking? I too have not read any 5-star books this quarter. They are all an average of 4 or 3. So let's just say an average rating of 3.5 this quarter. My favorite books this quarter would have to be A Rivalry of Hearts. That one made me feel so good. And The Crimson Moth and Shadows of Self by Brandon Sanderson.
Were your top one so far?
Yeah. My 4-star reads. I guess they're my only 4-star reads. Oh, wait, no, but I read The Priory of Orange Tree. That was okay.
Hmm. There's a lot of books there.
4 stars.
Ooh. None of them you want to bump up to 5?
Mm-mm.
AI says, okay, first of all, I hate that when you Google search, immediately AI pops up. I hate that. That's so dumb. It says in Allie Hazelwood's Deep End, the main character is a 26-year-old graduate student and a 34-year-old professor. He's not a professor?
Are you sure? I mean, I don't know. I was just watching Book Talks, you know? What do I know? You read the book.
Because even in the description of the book, it says a competitive diver and an ace swimmer. So, the fact that AI is telling me a graduate student and a professor. So now I'm just, I'm trying to, like, think back. Because then, you know what that sounds like? Love hypothesis.
It does sound like that.
Yeah, like, so that's not Deep End. That's what they mean. Yeah.
Now I have to.
Because you know who comes up in the book? They are in the book. The two characters from...
Oh, they are? That's cute.
Yeah. See, I can connect books. When I read it, I was like, oh my god, it's them.
Maybe it's not?
I don't think it is. I'm telling you.
Maybe they meant Allie Hazelwood's A Love Hypothesis.
I mean, unless they're reading the AI description.
Yeah.
And they're like, that's fact, and none of them read the book.
Yeah. I mean,
now I'm like...
Rage bait.
What? That's crazy.
Yeah. But was that a 5-star for you?
Yeah.
Mmm. So, you have read a 5-star this quarter. I speak truth when I have not read any 5-stars this quarter. But I see a few 5-stars coming down the pipeline.
Ooh, that's exciting.
I know, I need a 5-star. I need the hit.
Yeah, it hits. That book was good. I forgot I read that. And I read that this month! That's crazy. 2 weeks ago! Really, how time just makes you forget.
Sometimes it's so good that you forget that it's so good.
Anyways, so, yeah, I would say mine ranges around 4 and 3. And also, reading different genres, I feel, has kind of messed up my rating scale. And I feel like I've been saying that for a while, right? Like, now I forget what my rating scale is. But, for example, Breakfast at the Honey Creek Cafe, did we rate that 3 stars?
I think you rated it 2 stars. I rated it 3 stars.
Oh. Do you stand by that?
No, I was going to drop it to 2 stars.
Yeah, right? Because I was like, I don't want to rate it 2 stars, but I think it needs to be 2 stars.
Yeah, because other books are 3 stars. Yeah. So, like, when you compare it to other books.
Yeah. So, but when we both read it, we were like, oh, okay. Because we don't read the genre, we were like, oh, okay, that must be middle genre.
Yeah.
But now I'm like, for myself, I don't think it's 3. Yeah. I think it's 2. But 2 is more rare.
Yeah, because it's bad.
Yeah. So I'm like, I don't want to rate it 2, but you have to.
At this point, with all the other books that we're rating, because I go back and forth, I thought it was an average book.
Yeah.
I'm just like, eh, I could forget about it. I could forget that I read it, you know?
But actually, I won't. That was very memorable.
Because it's forgettable. Yeah, I always get nervous reading books 2 because I'm like, 2 is bad. Like, I don't read books 1, I just DNF it. So, like, 2 is, like, the next worst thing.
Yeah. Like, 2 is a 1. And I don't want them to know that I rated it 2.
Exactly.
But sometimes you gotta do
what you gotta do. Sometimes you gotta do. Sometimes just that bad.
So, I'm excited to read A Rivalry of Hearts.
Yeah.
And we'll see that. Although I do have to read Onyx Storm. That's on my horizon. And I have to read it soon because that one I have to return.
Mm-hmm. Very popular.
Look at my tissues. They weren't used, but I had them there. Because last night, I had to shove 2 tissues up my nose so I could finish reading my book because it was dripping so much.
I've been there. Sometimes it's my nose and my eyes. The tears, I get angry. I think, I can't see. I can't continue to read.
Yeah. That's why you quickly blink and let them fall.
Strategies.
So I'm excited to see what you think.
Oh, gosh.
Because I have a lot of thoughts.
And did you write them down?
I did, but I'm kind of sad, but I'm glad, because I was going to text you, but I'm glad I didn't, but I'm sad that I couldn't, you know, because I thought you finished it. So I finished it last night, and I was going to text you, like, oh, my God, and then say my thoughts, and then I thought maybe she hasn't finished it, so I didn't do it. So good thing I didn't.
Good thing. I'm but, sorry. No, I couldn't be with you in that emotion at that time.
No, okay. So I made sure to write down my thoughts. So, and luckily it's locked in here. Good. So that when we talk about it next, I can bring it up because literally I was like all over the place at the end. And I'm excited to see what you say.
That's good, good, good. Because I thought we were going to... So we have this one book that we've had for a year.
Ah.
And I totally forgot about it. Like, I lost my notes.
Okay.
And then I was like, I don't remember it. And then I tried to go on Goodreads to try to jog my memory by reading other people's reviews.
Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
Okay.
Nothing. It's gone.
So we'll scrap that.
Yeah.
One.
That's okay with you.
Yeah.
You know, so that goes along the lines where some books, you just forget them. And would that be a 3-star or is that a 2-star?
Did you rate it? Or, because I know you leave it unrated until we've reviewed it. So do you know what you've rated it?
I think, yeah. I rated it because I think the end of the year passed. So I had to put that in my Goodreads books that I've read for 2024. Did you read it?
I would like to say I did. Probably 3 stars if I'm with you.
Yeah. I think it was 3 stars for me too.
Yeah. I don't remember it either. And so normally, I rely on you to give the little description and then jog my memory. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So without that, I don't know how we could possibly do a book review.
So since we're already in this, the book that we're talking about is Counterfeit by... Just Counterfeit. You can look it up. But
it's about thieves.
Yeah, it's about thieves. It's about what the title is, Counterfeit Designer Purses. And the most that I know about it is that there's this woman and her friend is running this business that allows them to do the counterfeit handbags. And then she gets, like, the main character in on it. But that's all I remember. That's it. Nothing else. And I think it is told from the angle of a detective is asking questions. But also, that's it. So, and it was also short.
Yeah, I did like that. I mean, the thing is I think it was a solid 3. Like, I remember reading it and finding it interesting. Mm-hmm. Because also, I feel bad, though, because it's by an Asian author and mm-hmm. the characters are Asian. So I was excited to review it mm-hmm. because of that.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think it was good for what it was. Yeah. Because it wasn't too complex. The story in itself, you can kind of see, you kind of expect, right? They're running a counterfeit business. They get caught. Something happens to their relationship.
Well, yeah, because wasn't it that, like, so, yeah, the policeman was interviewing her because her accomplice, like, went abroad, and so didn't she, like, get away with it? I don't know.
Possible. Sounds right. I believe it.
So, yeah, I think it was a good book.
Yeah, a solid 3.
Yeah.
If it was longer, I might not have been able to keep up. So I think because the author made this book short and sweet, it was just, like, a good read. Tying back to what Haley was talking about, the enjoyment of just reading, that book was a part of it.
Oh, 100%. I do think that I would recommend it. You know how sometimes we're talking about, like, books that we recommend? So I do feel like that is a good book to put in the blind date, because that's what we got it from, the last year's blind date with a book. And I do feel like that is a good one, much better than the other one that we got, that we just did the review on. Because that one, I think, is universally, like, people would like it.
Whereas Breakfast at the Honey Creek Cafe is a very niche group.
Yeah, like, very niche. I mean, maybe this one is niche too, but because it's
a little more exciting.
I was like, men don't like to read about women.
That's true.
Men aren't reading, are they? Mm-mm. No offense. Anyways, so that's kind of our reading wrap
for Q1.
So, my recommendation is gonna be Kelsey Ballerini.
Ooh, I like Kelsey Ballerini.
I was very excited to recommend this. Muscle Memory, because I figured Amy likes Kelsey, so I was like, ooh. I'm like, this one's really good.
Yay, thank you. Thank you for recommending.
I hope you like it.
I think I will. My song recommendation is Fall on Me by Banners.
I like Banners.
Yes. The only song I knew from Banners is Somebody to You.
Yes!
And so this song, when you first listen to the intro, like the instrumental intro, it's a little bit similar. Mm. So it hits the right notes where you think of their song Somebody to You. But this song is also very good.
Okay, I'm excited. All right, we'll see you next time, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Bye. Bye.